Think Progress, Climate Progress is telling us that, well, they're talking a little bit about L.A., the city of angels, Los Angeles, city born of Thomas Edison's inventions. The movie camera helped propel it to become the second largest city in the U.S. of A. But the light bulb, too, is integral, he says, to the city's heritage. She says, Samantha Page, unlike many of the country's older cities, Los Angeles barely knew a time without electricity. There's a bar called The Edison, which pays homage to the city's history and a former power plant in the heart of downtown. We're going to be taking a look at progress with regards to climate and how we can get to a place where the climate is really, really outstanding. When you think about beauty, what comes to mind? When you think about America the Beautiful, do you ever think about clean air? Well, speaking of Los Angeles, when's the last time you flew into Los Angeles? And when is the last time you saw smog that you could not believe? I mean, serious smog. When you think about America the Beautiful, how often do you think about some of the video footage that we see of water? Crystal clear waters. Beautiful waters. You can see some of the fish swimming many, many feet below the surface of the water. You can see coral reefs, all kinds of beautiful things in that water. Do you also think about video footage of some of the trash that is in our water? When you think America the Beautiful, what comes to mind? Do you ever find yourself comparing some of the cleanest, neatest cities you've ever driven through, where you see little, if any, trash on the ground, to other cities where it seems like the people just don't care about their cities? Trash all over the ground, trash all over the median. When you think America the Beautiful, do you see us being a people who do a good job of truly making America beautiful, not only with regards to the way we relate to one another, but the way we, you know, directly, how we talk with each other, what we think about each other, what we desire for each other, but even when it comes to how we indirectly relate to each other? For instance, what we think about the care of our water, our land, etc. Growing up alongside the car and electricity industries, Los Angeles has long been seen as one of the country's most modern cities. But now, as our collective dependence on power has been found guilty of damaging our water, our air, and climate, LA is taking steps to be part of the new future. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking into the future now. This is our Thursday's edition of Into the Future, as we take a look at steps being taken to do a better job of protecting our one and only climate. LA City Council is going to consider a motion that would direct the municipal utility to determine how to move the city to 100% renewable energy. 100%. The motion already has some broad support from council members, and LA officials confirmed that the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power has begun work on a report which will be developed with research partners, including the Department of Energy. The motion from council members Greg Krikorian and Mike Bonin says that the LA DWP, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, LA DWP, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, is on the verge of making significant investments in its infrastructure. And with that 100-year-old power system in need of significant upgrades, the city has an opportunity to recreate its utility in a way that recognizes the potential for a fossil-free future, demonstrates global leadership in its commitment to clean energy, and protects ratepayers from the increasing costs of carbon-based fuels. Increasing costs of carbon-based fuels. Please keep this in mind as we hear opponents of clean energy, renewable energy, argue about the cost of going green, the cost of being clean. Increasing costs of carbon-based fuels. Mayor Eric Garcetti, who has introduced a number of clean energy policies since taking office, supports the initiative. Over the past few years, LA has seen the beginnings of a massive transition, and the city itself has been responsible for much of it. In one high-profile move, LA spent $57 million to replace its traditional streetlights with LED bulbs. Costs a lot, no doubt. But that simple gesture is saving the city $9 million a year in electricity costs. It cost them $57 million to replace their traditional streetlights with LED bulbs. $57 million. They're saving $9 million a year, so it'll take them approximately eight years to recoup that cost of $57 million. After that eight-year period is up, they will be pocketing, at least from that expenditure, $9 million. $9 million becomes a surplus. After the eight-year period, now, here's a question to ask. Do we suppose that we can reasonably expect Los Angeles to be around another 50 years? Another 60 years? Within 8 years, they will have broken even with that $57 million expenditure. And after that eighth year, the year after that eighth year, $9 million surplus. 2 years after that eighth year, an $18 million surplus. 3 years after that expenditure has been recouped, $27 million surplus when it comes to the expenditure on streetlights. A $24 million surplus because of the $9 million that they'll be saving each year. After that eighth year, 8 years after that $57 million expenditure, surpluses to the tune of $9 million every year. And they'll be reducing their carbon dioxide emissions by 60,000 metric tons, which is about equal to 8,860 homes worth of electricity. We're talking about making the place neater, cleaner, safer, and at the exact same time, saving tremendous amounts of money. I'll be right back.